These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending November 20th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Google announced it completed its global rollout of Rich Communication Services, or RCS, for all Android phones. Users with carriers still using only SMS can download the Google Messages app in the Play Store, enabling features like typing indicators, read receipts, higher resolution photos and videos, and larger group conversations. Google also said it is testing end-to-end encryption in the latest beta of Google Messages on one-to-one conversations. Passwords, according to new research from NordPass, don't work well. The firm found that passwords like 123456789, the word password, I love you, topped a database with 275,699,516 passwords. New to the top 10 this year is Picture 1 and Senha, which means password in Portuguese. Consider this a public service announcement for your family members this holiday season. Don't use dictionary words, predictable number combinations, or strings of adjacent keyboard combinations, says NordPass. And never use a password based on personal details someone might be able to look up. Firefox 83 comes with an HTTPS-only mode built in. When turned on, the browser will automatically try to connect you to websites securely, even if the link you typed or clicked is not HTTPS. If a secure version is not available, Firefox will warn you and ask permission to continue. Users can turn the feature on in Firefox's privacy and security preferences. Firefox 83 also adds pinch-to-zoom for Windows touchscreen devices. The President of the United States terminated the position of Christopher Krebs, who headed the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA. Last Friday, CISA issued a report finding, quote, no evidence that any voting system deleted or lost votes, changed votes, or was in any way compromised. Twitter user Maxwell was the first to point out that macOS Big Sur lets some Apple apps like Apple Maps, for instance, bypass VPN connections. In Big Sur, Apple replaced the network kernel extensions with network extension frameworks, or NEFs, for handling traffic filtering. VPNs and firewalls, therefore, are required to use the NEF filter data provider or NEApp proxy provider processes. However, ThreatPost found that about 50 Apple apps bypass those filters. That can be a privacy leak when using a VPN, and Patrick Wardle showed on Twitter how these apps could be used by malware to bypass firewalls. Microsoft announced Pluton on Tuesday. It's an advanced security co-processing project designed to protect your data from being stolen. Microsoft's working with AMD, Intel, and Qualcomm to integrate Pluton into x86 and ARM CPUs. Pluton is an evolution of the Trusted Platform Module, or TPM, that stores security-related information about your operating system and enables features like Windows Hello. Twitter named Peter Zatko, you might know him better as Mudge, as its new head of security, reporting to CEO Jack Dorsey. Mudge is one of the world's better-known hackers. In the 1990s, he worked on classified government contracts while at the same time being a leader of the Cult of the Dead Cow that released Windows hacking tools to encourage Microsoft to improve its security. Mudge most recently oversaw security at Stripe. Zoom launched the At-Risk Meeting Notifier, a new back-end security feature which scans for Zoom meeting links on social media and other sites. Meeting organizers will receive a notification if a link is found, warning that there's a risk of Zoom bombing. The feature is enabled by default. Well, folks, that is it for us. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.